Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 89, and we have a lot on the whisper menu for tonight. First off, for the various views section, I'll be talking about a photograph of me chasing a policeman. For the meta chat section, I'll start off by telling you about a t-shirt giveaway that I have. I'm trying not to laugh because I think this is kind of funny, but I'm giving away two Sleep Whispers t-shirts. I know it's silly to me too. Also in the meta chat, I've created a new bonus cafe episode of Eating Sounds. So for those few of you that do enjoy hearing the sound of someone eating, I have created a new bonus cafe episode I'll tell you about. And then I'll share Patreon updates and feedback from Ashley, Chris, Jill, Alexis, Filthy Rich Girl, Krista Marie D, Rebecca, Dallas, CMoney22, Caspera, Megan, Carmen, Panix Foster, Janina, and Andrew. And then I'll finish up with the fade out, which will be a guided meditation. And in contrast to eating sounds, I do know that most of you really like the guided meditation fade outs. And tonight's is by Andrea Klunder, and she has actually taught classes on writing meditation scripts. I will tell you lots more about her when I intro the fade out. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com. And my Patreon site, which has access to extra episodes, videos, and photos, is patreon.com/sleepwhispers. All right, now on to my whispered ramblings and whispered readings. Tonight's various view is about a photograph, which you can see it on my Patreon site, and anyone can see it, so it's publicly available. But it is mostly a silly photo. In the photo, I'm in front of a church, chasing a policeman who is riding a bicycle. Even when I say that, it sounds like a staged moment from some YouTube video, but it was a real moment, captured on camera. All right, here's the story behind that moment. And I think the key to the photo, which you may not notice at first, is the hat that I'm wearing in the photo. So I was in Seattle, Washington, walking around a university campus with a friend. We walked by this street lamp, and at the base of the lamp was one of the weirdest hats I'd ever seen. The shape was kind of like a top hat. So it was kind of tall and had a brim that went all the way around. But it was floppy. It was super soft and really fuzzy. The large rim that went around was purple. And then it had several rings of bright colors going up to the top. Just a bizarre looking hat. And so I had three choices. I could put it back on the ground where I found it. I could bring it somewhere. Or I could have put it on my head. You know what I did. Of course, without hesitation, I put that weird hat I found on the ground on my head. And I'm sure you knew I was going to do that, because I've told you how I like to wear wigs from thrift stores. And I told you about the time I made a wig out of seaweed at the beach. So I don't really have much reservation about putting stupid things on my head. So anyway, we walked around the campus with me wearing that stupid goofy hat. And at some point we walked up to that church that's in the photo. I asked my friend to take a picture of me standing in front of the church. And that is when the police officer on the bicycle approached us. And I don't remember what he said. I know we weren't in trouble for anything, and I just don't remember what he said to us at that moment. All I know is that when he started pedaling away from us, I did the most illogical thing I could think of. I just started chasing him. And that's when my friend just snapped that picture. And the part of the picture that I think is the gem of the entire photo is the cop's face. You can clearly see that he is smiling and totally amused and non-threatened by this dorky guy in a dorky hat chasing after him. I told you, it's just a silly photo. I don't really have anything deep to say about that photo. Except, I guess, encouragement to be silly. Have fun. Pick hats off the ground. Chase policemen. And enjoy life. Alright. That's all I have to say about that. On to the meta chat. Tonight's meta chat includes the t-shirt giveaway. I'll tell you also about new bonus cafe episode of Eating Sounds, Patreon updates, and feedback from Ashley, Chris, Jill, Alexis, Filthy Rich Girl, Krista Marie D, Rebecca, Dallas, C-Money 22, Caspra, Megan, Carmen, Panix Foster, Janina, and Andrew. Alright, so the first big news is this t-shirt giveaway. And it's not like some old dirty t-shirt I've been wearing. It's going to be a brand new Sleep Whispers t-shirt. So it has my Sleep Whispers logo on it. And I'm giving away two of these t-shirts. So the first free t-shirt I'm giving to my current patrons. So if you're currently a patron, you don't need to do anything. You are automatically entered into winning one of these free Sleep Whispers t-shirts. And there are currently 22 of you. So, you know your odds of winning already, which is 1 in 22 chance. I think that's pretty good. And this second free Sleep Whispers t-shirt, I'm going to give away to anyone who becomes a new patron in about the next month. So up until about October 13th. So between September 17th and October 13th. So if you've been thinking about becoming a patron, maybe to get the access to the old episodes, or access to the bonus episodes, or access to those behind the scenes videos, well, now's a good time, because you'll probably have a very good chance of winning the t-shirt. And any patron who increases their pledge during this giveaway month will also be entered again. So, patrons who upgrade during this time actually will get two chances to win. I had one made up and already shipped to me. And this is going to really sound doofy, but I'm wearing it right now. And I was pleasantly surprised that it was appropriate for sleeping if you wanted to sleep in this t-shirt, because it's light and it's soft, which I cannot sleep in those like harsh, thick t-shirts. If you win, you can choose the color of the shirt and the size of the shirt. And you can even pick the logo that goes on the shirt. So there's the main one that you're mostly familiar with. Well, I made some other logos, and you can choose pretty much any or any of those logos. Now, what if you're thinking, well, I don't want to become a patron, but maybe I just want to buy a t-shirt. Well, you can. There'll be a link that you can buy them if you want to. And it's not just t-shirts, but there's also long sleeve shirts and sweatshirts and coffee mugs and stickers and phone cases and just lots of silly stuff. And buying a t-shirt or any of those items is just another way at which you're helping to support the podcast. To see the full contest rules, an image of the shirt I bought. So I took a photograph of it. I laid it on my floor and I took a photograph of it. And you can see that photo. And you can also see an image of all the different logo options you can get on the t-shirt. And there's even an image of all the different stuff you can get. But anyway, to see the rules and to see those images, just go to my Patreon site at patreon.com/sleepwhispers or click the link in the show notes of this episode. The next news in the meta chat is that I made a new cafe style bonus episode. So this is for those who enjoy the sounds of eating. I took a container of the Laughing Cow brand cheese into my recording space. So this is those small wedges of soft cheeses, and they're wrapped in foil, and they're sold in like round cardboard containers. I used my new double-sided microphones, so I whispered in the front side with a right and left microphone. And then on the other side of the right and left microphone, I tapped the container and crinkled the foil, removed the cheese from its wrapping, and then I ate those soft wedges of cheese. And I also read information about the cheese. So that's available as a bonus episode through my Patreon site. And again, it's really only recommended for those who might enjoy hearing the sounds of someone eating. A thank you to my three newest patrons, Jill, DS, and Ashley, and also to Chris, because she increased her pledge amount, and some of them shared why they decided to support the podcast. Here's what Ashley shared. Because your podcast is the only thing that calms my mind enough to help me sleep. Oh, thank you, Ashley. And it's It's always so good to hear that I can help anyone sleep. I still remember when I first started this podcast and I didn't know if anyone would find it helpful. So I'm still strongly encouraged anytime someone shares that with me. Here's what Chris shared. I'm a daily listener to Sleep Whispers, and I'm so grateful for it. I love how the podcast has evolved. Thanks for telling me that fish can whisper, and about skunk petting, the wonder of the oceans, and black holes. Thanks for reading plays and stories, browsing garden catalogs, and even talking in languages you don't know. Thanks for sharing your story about your father. Thanks for every single episode. As your 100th episode approaches, thanks for the body of work you have created, steadily and reliably, every week. You're the best. Chris, thank you for that overview and all that gratitude. And it was a great summary, and I can't believe my 100th episode is on the horizon. I wouldn't say it feels like yesterday since I started, but I really can't believe that I'm so close to episode number 100. And that was really, it's kind of neat and special the way you hit on some of the highlights when I was reading what you wrote. It felt very nostalgic to me. So thank you for that. And the last feedback from a new patron supporter is from Jill. Here's what she shared. I became a patron because I wanted to access your earlier episodes. I understand that it can be costly to maintain access to all your podcasts, so I'm glad that you've made them available to listeners at a reasonable price. Your podcasts help me focus, and they calm my mind. Usually, when I lie down to go to sleep, my brain remains quite active, and I start thinking of lots of things, including what I didn't get done that day, or something I wish I'd done differently. As much as I enjoy the readings you perform, I particularly like the episodes that include detailed descriptions of lists, such as catalog items, chocolate bars, recipes, etc. Those are interesting enough to maintain my attention so my mind doesn't race off into thoughts which are not conducive to sleep. But they are not so interesting that I struggle to stay awake to keep listening. One of the problems I have when I listen to something with a plot is that I start to drift off to sleep. I slide in and out of consciousness for a bit. And if I miss a part of the story, then my mind struggles to maintain consciousness, and I often want to rewind to hear what I missed. That is is not very conducive to getting to sleep. I enjoy your readings from Wikipedia because I like to learn new things. But sometimes I have a similar problem as I do while listening to plots, although not quite as much. My favorite part of your podcast is the part toward the end where you talk us into getting comfortable and relaxing, which is followed by your readings. Your gracious personality, coupled with your whispering voice, is comforting, and the combination makes it easy to relax. I have tried listening to other podcasts, but you've spoiled me. Yours is the best I've found. Others may have a jerky rhythm, are too fast, or too loud, even when I have my volume on the lowest setting, or even if they are being quiet. I can hear them breathing, or swallowing, or popping into the microphone. Your podcasts are smooth and sound effortless, but after listening to others, I can tell how much effort you put into making such high-quality recordings. One improvement that you could make, although I only noticed it once, is that when you create a batch from several episodes, sometimes the volume is slightly different as you transition to a different episode. I found that a little jarring. I'm glad that you vary the format of your content, because different people have different preferences. And also because my preferences vary from night to night. And I'm glad you found a way to keep the older episodes available. Thank you for many nights of helping me drift off to sleep, and for your help in getting back to sleep when I awake in the middle of the night. I look forward to sponsoring your podcasts at a higher level as my finances improve, which should be assisted by getting better sleep. Wow, Jill. Thank you for that amazing feedback. There's so many positive things you said, but you also, and I so appreciate it, gave me a very helpful suggestion for making my podcast even better. And that is that you are so right that my batch episodes need better sound leveling. And I can tell you right away that part of the problem is I was doing it the lazy way, which means when I would kind of slice those batches together, I would just look at the waveform and kind of adjust them just by looking to see if the waveforms came to a similar height. And that is not the professional way to do it. And so your great ears caught my laziness. So that the problem of the different volumes actually originates from me always changing my equipment and my settings for almost every episode, so that when I bash them together, the volumes are different. Now, I was trying to fix that with my lazy method, but there's a better way, which you've now motivated me to do, and it's not hard. What I can do is highlight each episode clip in my software, and then I process it and get the analysis for the integrated LUFS. This gives me an average stat for the loudness of a clip. And then I use an amplitude plugin for the software to change the gain or the volume of each clip so all their integrated LUFT values are much more similar. So I can do it. So thank you for that feedback, because I should be doing it that way anyway. That's just the proper way to do it. Alright, I'm going to finish up my Patreon update here with my last bit of Patreon news, which is the monthly video raffle winners. And last month's winner was Elfie, and this month's winner is Monica. So congratulations, Monica. And this is her, I think, second time winning. And I believe she's seen the video of how I prepare, edit, and publish each episode. So Monica, your two other video choices that you can select from are a video tour of all the gear I've purchased as I improve my audio quality, or a video tour of my cozy recording space and the specific gear I use each week. And Elfie is my only level tier 4 patron. So once again, congratulations, Elfie. You've won the opportunity to have a whisper session with me. So just reach out to me by email whenever you want to schedule that. All right. Next up in the meta chat is, and I think I forgot to list this in the kind of the summary of the meta chat, but I have podcast listening tips. The first one is an audio volume tip, and the second one is a specific suggestion for a podcast. I learned this first tip from another podcast that I was listening to, which was about the iPhone operating system. It's called Today in iOS. And what the host of the podcast shared is that you can, if you have an iPhone and you want to boost up your volume just a little bit, you get like a, it's almost like a free boost. You go into settings, music, EQ, and then select late night. And I tried this and I could hear a little bit of boost in my audio. So I found that that's helpful, especially at night if I'm listening to another podcast that has quiet volume, like a whispering podcast. Then this boost makes it, helps me to hear the audio even better. And my next tip is actually about a great podcast to help you sleep. I actually mentioned this podcast in my very first episode because it was one of the podcasts which, in inspired me to do this podcast, and it's called the ASMR Sleep Station, and the host is also a male whisperer who will help you to relax and fall asleep. I've listened to every single one of his episodes since the very beginning, and I really like his whisper style. It is very soft, gentle, calm, and deeply peaceful. And I think what I like most is just how genuine he is. I just sense it as I listen to him. And he shares some very personal things about himself in a very appropriate way. And that, to me, just shows how genuine and open he is. And overall, I just really find his voice and his episodes very relaxing. And so the podcast again is called the ASMR Sleep Station. I also received an email from Alexis. Here's what it says. I wanted to share that since beginning to listen to your podcast, I've been able to sleep soundly on a consistent basis, which I appreciate so much. I also want to share that your podcast brings me back to when I was 3 or 4 years old, when my grandmother would take me to church every afternoon. She used to whisper the rosary while holding me in her lap. Every afternoon, I experienced ASMR waves in my brain. I was taken away from my granny to come live in the U.S. with my parents, so I lost touch with how relaxing whispers are for me. When I discovered your podcast, it was as if I'd been transported back to a time in my life that was truly happy and relaxing. Thank you. You are a generous human being. Alexis, that is wonderful to hear that my podcast brings back fond memories of you spending time with your grandmother. I think whispering is a caring and intimate way to express to someone that you care about them. But as we get older, we don't hear as many caring whispers as we did when we were young. So I guess whisper podcasts sort of help to fill that space or that void in our adulthood. I've also received 2 new reviews. The first one was in the UK iTunes store by someone with the username Filthy Rich Girl. And here's what she wrote. Love this. His voice is so soothing, but needs more podcast episodes. Well, filthy rich girl, you are probably going to like what the other reviewer said, because they said something very similar. The other new review I received was by Krista Marie D. in the U.S., and here's what she wrote. Wish there were more, and there were more frequently. Best thing to fall asleep to. My absolute favorites are the informative episodes that are lengthy. Please make more often. Krista, thank you for the review. First, the bad news. I don't have any plans right now to create more than one episode a week. The good news is that I do plan on making more informative episodes, which are your favorites, I believe. I think you were referring to the Whisperpedia episodes. So yes, there will be lots more of those in your future. I have some new survey updates or survey feedback also. And since the last survey update, I've received 9 new survey responses from Rebecca, Dallas, CMoney22, Caspra, Megan, Carmen, Panix Foster, Janina, and Andrew. So I'll share their feedback about the podcast, and some of them also have some relaxation tips for you. Here's Rebecca's feedback about the podcast. I have insomnia, so finding this podcast has been really helpful. Thank you for putting the time in. And she has 3 relaxation tips for you. Lavender essential oils. Knitting before bed. Brushing my hair. Yes, kind of weird. Haha. Rebecca, the brushing your hair isn't too weird. I think there are many people that find that relaxing. And I think I have something that is weirder than that. And that's, I like having my eyebrows pinched. You should try that. So have someone, it feels better if someone else does it. But they can start out by just rubbing your eyebrows. And then have them give it a soft pinch. And I don't know why I find that so relaxing. I'm embarrassed I just shared that. I don't think I've shared that with anyone before. Unless they were pinching my eyebrows. Oh, I'm starting to lose it. I guess to hear myself just say that out loud just sounds extra strange and weird and silly and funny to me. Alright, let me continue on so I don't lose it. Here's Dallas's feedback about the podcast. One evening, I just got the idea to write the keyword sleep into the TuneIn iHeartRadio app. When I started to listen for the first time, I was just laughing for a few minutes. When you think of it, a podcast as such is very unusual. But the sound is so clear that you get the sensation of having a real person right next to you, whispering. I've never had anyone whispering to me to fall asleep before. LOL. It's quite an intimate experience. I'm going through one very creative period, and sometimes I'm just unable to calm my mind while being in bed. I'm getting ideas, and I feel the urge to write them down, and your whispers work just fine to cut that stream off for a while and slow everything down. Awesome. Dallas also has some relaxation tips for you. Many years ago, I used to listen to various radio stations put on very low level, not even being able to recognize which song is playing. Sometimes I watch one or two episodes of Married with Children, but I try to avoid watching video material before the bedtime lately. It seems to be hurting my eyes a bit. Although there is one sort of uplifting movie that I'd like to mention. The Reluctant Saint, San Jose de Cupertino. Once, when I did not feel so good, I bumped into it on YouTube. It's about religion a lot, and I'm not such a fan of that. But the story content is quite universal, if you read between the lines. Dallas, great tips. Thank you. I hadn't heard of The Reluctant Saint before, so I went digging around. And sure enough, like you said, it is a movie. And the full title is The Reluctant Saint, The Story of Saint Joseph of Cupertino. And then, of course, I went to Wikipedia. And here's the summary from Wikipedia. The Reluctant Saint is a 1962 film which tells a somewhat fictionalized version of the story of Joseph of Cupertino, a 17th century Italian conventual Franciscan friar and mystic who was honored as a saint by the Catholic Church. And then I also went looking for some reviews about the movie to see what others said. And so I found this review on Amazon. I recently watched this film and was delighted by its simplicity, warmth, and dedication of spirit. I highly recommend it to anyone who enjoys the simpler things in life over that which confines us every day. Bellissimo. I then checked to see if it was available on Netflix or Amazon Prime, and it was not on either one. But Dallas, you were correct. You can watch the entire movie on YouTube. So just go ahead and search for The Reluctant Saint, the story of Saint Joseph of Cupertino. The next feedback is from CMoney22, and here's what she shared. Love the podcast. It really helps me fall asleep fast. It's very relaxing and soothing. And here's her relaxation tips for you. I like to write to help me change my mood and relax and to vent. It's a sounding board of sorts, and it really helps me in all different situations. I agree with you, CMoney22. I remember being in high school, which of course is just that time in our life where we're kind of learning how to manage our emotions. And I remember just being so upset about something, and I didn't know what to do with the anger and the emotions. And that was really the first time I, you know, took out a pen and paper and just started writing about it. And I just felt so much better. It felt like I transferred the emotions kind of out of me onto the paper. And it was very helpful. So, if anyone's never tried that, I definitely also recommend it. The next feedback is from Caspera. I've had a lot of trouble falling asleep for most of my life. I've tried everything. I was searching online and trying anything that said it would help me to sleep when I came across your podcast. To be honest, I initially thought the concept of someone whispering to me to sleep was ridiculous. However, I was desperate for a good night's sleep, so I tried it anyways. And I'm so glad that I did. Your voice is incredibly soothing. The topics are just interesting enough to keep my mind from wandering, but not so much that I get excited. I don't typically make it past 15 minutes, and then I'm out. I look forward now to bedtime because I know it won't be painful and disappointing. You're like a whisper magician, a weapon that destroys my restless thoughts, a real comfort after a long day, my bedtime hero. Thank you for being you. And I appreciate what you do. Stay awesome, Harris. Caspera, some people tell me that I help them to fall asleep and that just that alone makes me feel really good. You put it in a slightly different way for yourself. And you said that I'm making bedtime less painful and disappointing for you. And I mean, that just makes it all the more meaningful to me, because I understand that. I've kind of been in that situation plenty of times, and where it's like, oh, you know, I have to go to sleep quick, and I know I won't be able to. So, thank you for sharing that. And you are the first to refer to me as a sleep weapon, which does sound a bit more masculine than a sleep whisperer. So, I like it. Here's some feedback from Megan. My favorite episodes are ones about true, interesting topics. It helps to keep my mind from racing through a billion thoughts. Megan, I have the same thing. Just racing thoughts that will keep me up. Sometimes it feels like there are squirrels high on crack, just running through my brain nonstop. The next feedback is from Carmen. I love the podcast. No complaints, honestly. I have a hard time remembering the fade out because I pass out. LOL. And here's some relaxation tips from Carmen. I like to try to experience real life ASMR by going to a bookstore and just listening to my surroundings or just chilling by someone with a good vibe. I also like to watch people paint. I live in Hawaii, so there is usually someone painting at certain beaches and parks and certain art galleries. And I just watch and listen to my surroundings while trying not to look like a weirdo. Carmen, the thought and the visual of you in Hawaii watching people paint at beaches and parks and art galleries is just a good enough thought to relax me. So that must be just an amazing experience. I'm jealous. The next feedback is from Panix Foster. The reason why I usually don't get ASMR from this podcast is that the whispers aren't soft enough for me personally. But a good ASMR podcast isn't easy to find. I love this podcast because of the quality and how organized it is. And the whispers are really relaxing. He also shares some tips for you. I usually listen to rain sounds or just plain white noise. A lot of the time, I like to hear soft whispering because it allows me to feel like I have company and it's very relaxing to me. If I'm out and I can't access YouTube or anything, I do have multiple episodes of the podcast downloaded to listen to on the go. I don't know if that's your real name or not, but Panix Foster is a great name. It sounds like a caffeinated brand of beer. And about the downloads. Always having your favorite podcast episodes downloaded is a great idea, because you could get in a situation where you don't have an internet connection, or you don't have a Wi-Fi connection, or maybe you don't want to use up your data by using your cell signal, or maybe you don't even have a cell signal. So it's just definitely, I agree, great idea to always have some downloaded episodes. And the last of the survey comments is from Janina. Here's her feedback. I really like all of the episodes that I've listened to, but I was a bit bummed when you took away the older episodes, because I really wanted to listen to all of them. There was one episode, the one with the crossword, that really made me feel uncomfortable, and I couldn't fall asleep to it, which was odd, since I've fallen asleep to every other episode. And here's some relaxation tips she has for you. Do something you really enjoy. Or, when I want to clear my head, I go for a long walk and listen to really loud music. Janina, you are not alone with not liking the crossword puzzle fade out. I kind of just came up with that idea on my own, but it has been one of the least popular fade outs. So you can sleep easy knowing that you will never hear me do another crossword puzzle fade out on the podcast again. All right, let's move on to the tuck in and the fade out. Tonight's fade out is a guided meditation called Thoughts Like Water, and it was provided by Andrea Klunder. So who is Andrea Klunder? Well, here is how Andrea describes herself. She's a meditation and yoga teacher for children and grown-ups who want a playful experience of peaceful practices to live and work more creatively and authentically. She is also the producer and host of the Creative Imposter podcast, which I've listened to, and it's very good. Her voice and the things she talks about, I just find very relaxing and also very helpful. And you can find her podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, and at thecreativeimposter.com. And she even gives away free audio gifts. If you want to check that out, just go to thecreativeimposter.com/magic. So how did I discover Andrea? I went on some Reddit forums about relaxation, and I put a post up and asked if anyone was interested in writing meditation scripts for my podcast. Someone wrote back and told me they'd taken a class on writing meditation scripts, which was taught by Andrea Glunder. So I took a chance and I emailed Andrea, and I was super delighted when she agreed to write some scripts for my podcast. So you are going to hear some professionally scripted meditation guide tonight. All right, now it's time for the tuck-in, followed immediately by the fade-out. If your lights are on, go ahead and turn them off. If you have a mobile device or any type of screens on, go ahead and turn the screens off and set the devices aside. Adjust your pillows just the way you like them. Adjust your covers and sheets just the way you like them. Go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can try lying on your side. Or perhaps lying on your back. Or try lying on your front. Whichever is the most comfortable for you. Next, relax the muscles in your legs. Relax the muscles in your arms. Relax your shoulders. Allow your entire body to melt into your bed. Now focus your mind on one good thought from today. Something good that happened to you. Or something good someone did for you. Or something good you did for someone else. This will be the happy thought you will focus on if you find your mind wandering during the fade out. Finally, allow your entire body to fully relax. Focus your mind on that one happy thought. And breathe in and out slowly at a pace that feels relaxing and comfortable for you. A guided meditation titled Thoughts Like Water, written by Andrea Glunder. Take a moment to settle into your space. Find a position that supports your spine, giving all of the muscles of your body permission to relax into the support beneath you. Allow your eyes to rest closed. Relax your jaw, your lips. Soften the skin of the cheeks, the inner and outer corners of your eyes. Smooth the skin of your forehead and even invite your brain to rest inside your skull. Soften the palms of your hands. Relax your fingers. Soften the soles of your feet. Relax your toes. Feel your body lying heavy on the earth. Your arms. Legs. Torso. Spine. Head. Your whole body resting on the earth. The earth rises up to support your body and mold to its shape. Feel the breath moving in and out through the nose effortlessly, carrying you like a river from one moment to the next and the next and the next. Now take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now allow the breath to flow with ease, inhaling, exhaling, expanding, contracting, rising, space. Notice how many thoughts are present. How they move through your mind. How fast they shift and change. The intensity of the thoughts clamoring for your attention. If your thoughts were like water, what kind of water would they be? A heavy rainstorm. A swirling whirlpool. A bubbling brook. A calm, still pond. See if you can focus in on each individual thought for a moment. Not grasping, just seeing a particular thought arise and then disappear again into the pool of water. Each time a distant thought arises, silently say to yourself, thinking, and then as it recedes, ease into the white space between thoughts. As the next thought arises again, label it thinking, and then allow it to disappear again, relaxing into the space between. Take a few breaths this way. Now see if you can bring some intention to your thoughts. Bring to mind a specific quality you would like to embody or experience. A way of being that allows you to feel safe, supported, secure, and at ease. A word or a short phrase describing how you'd like to feel moment to moment, day by day. Begin the thought with, I am, or I have, or I experience, or I feel. Then complete the thought with the word or short phrase that describes your desired state of being. I am calm. I am safe. I feel supported. I have everything I need. I experience joy. I feel peaceful. I am strong. I have abundance. I feel loved. I experience ease in everything I do. Find your intention. How do you want to be? See what words or phrases rise to the surface of the mind. When you land on one, repeat it 3 times silently in your mind. Now release that intention, like tossing a pebble into a pool of water. Watch it ripple the surface and sink to the bottom. If your thoughts were like water now, what kind of water would they be? I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep.